Just a little debate between position groups and speed.
Take it cool, you
You know
know.
what I mean?
Take it
Defensive
cool,
backs have
yeah.
obviously the fastest
Take it
guys.
cool.
We give them, they got better hands in some
Yeah.
positions. Some receivers got better hands. I wouldn't say all. We got some pretty good hands over here, too. It matters what we run, you know what I mean?
Is
But
that part of the
hey,
debate?
we're on to the Jets, man. We're on to the Jets. Y'all gonna get me in trouble. I mean, it'd be hard for us to say we don't respect the team that the last, I want to say, 3 or 4 games have been decided by like 3 points or something. And one of them last year, they won. So I really don't see how is that possible. I think you got two teams that like playing each other. I mean, you watch the film, you can tell that right away. There was a fight here, scuffle here last year. So there's no love lost between the two teams. But I think there's definitely a good amount of respect, you know, definitely coming from our side. And I think they respect us, too. And I think that's why we go out there and we play each other tough and have competitive games. We know how they want to play us. They know how we want to play them. And I think that's why there's so many good games between the two teams. I think, you know, this game is, I don't care if we were both undefeated or both out of the playoffs. They don't want to lose us and we don't want to lose to them. I feel like it's that every year, twice a year. You know, that's just how it is. Neither team wants to lose to the other one. To me, it's probably one of the biggest rivalries in football, and I think that's how we play. That's how they play. So I think records go out the window in all division games, and especially between these two teams. There's no surprises, really, that we can do or that they can do. Obviously, the game plans aren't going to be exactly the same from what we watched on film, but we know their personnel so well, just like they know us, that – you know, we know they're going to try to do some things, but, you know, that's why it always comes down to straight execution and outplaying the guy across from you, just because, you know, like you said, we know each other well, and they're playing hard, we're playing hard, and that's what it comes down to. And I think, you know, each year it's come down to a few plays, you know, usually towards the end of the game, who makes one or two more plays has really won the game. So I think it'll be similar this year. To me, there's no difference between these two teams. I don't know. I mean, I can't make that decision, but definitely probably my favorite player on the Celtics, going to the games and watching them play. So I'm sure he'll do probably pretty good in Dallas with the team they have. So, but, you know, just another move. I think sports is a lot of business part of it that as fans and players we don't always understand, but that's just how it goes. I love how he competes. It doesn't matter who he goes against, what the magnitude of the game is. He goes out and competes at a certain level every night. It's an honor. I think, you know, for me, one of the greatest things is me being nominated along with my brother. To me, more of the credit really should go to our mom, you know, to have two kids both in the NFL and then both be nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. To me, it just shows what she was able to do with us, and we kind of just follow and what she taught us. So really, it should be her name under Tennessee and New England for the nomination. So I'm just honored that this team selected me, because we have a bunch of guys, you know, too, that could be elected each year for this award. We have a lot of guys that do a lot of work in the community. So it's an honor to represent the team.